seems like both you and Luke are playing at a pretty high level right now, and that's really helping the team as far as cohesiveness. Do you feel like you guys are both kind of playing off each other pretty well right now?
I think when you're in that type of situation, it puts a lot of pressure on the other team because it keeps us both fresh. Mm-hmm. Basically splitting minutes, but at the same time, if it's working, you just got to try to make the best out of it and just try to keep improving as a team.
Do you know when you're going to be in there for those 24 minutes or whatever that you can really push it at a high level because Lou's going to come in and do the same thing again?
I try to do that anyway, yeah. Even especially when it was just basically me at the point position, yeah. Because I think it was a chance for me to get a rhythm, create some chemistry with my teammates and kind of set the tone. So I think that's the way we should play, and I like playing in that type of style of play because it creates more pressure on the defense instead of setting it up at half court.
First quarter like that, I mean, did you feel you could turn around like this and get the win out of it?
I think it's kind of like a catch-22. You know, you hate being in those situations, but at the same time, you try to stay optimistic and positive that you can turn around as a team. But you don't want to be in that situation too many times because it can come back to haunt you.
The third quarter where you guys were able to spur it on them, did you make it a point? Did PJ say anything as far as speeding up the game and getting out on?
I think we got a lot of deflections and a lot of steals and got out in transition. And before you knew it, we just kept putting more pressure on them, and that's how we got that lead. Started at the defensive end.